It's that time, the season for political campaigning and ceaseless robocalls. And you know those political robocalls are exempt from the Do Not Call rules, the ones that are supposed to protect us from marketing and sales calls. Aaron Foss is busy finding ways to fight off robocalls of all types, including political. He's CEO of No Mo Robo. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you.
How did you become the robocall fighter?
You know, it's funny. Sometimes you find ideas, and other times ideas find you. And No Mo Robo was definitely the latter case. I wasn't even really aware of this robocall problem. And the FTC last year had this FTC robocall challenge. Basically, what they said was everything that we're trying is still not stopping these robocalls. You know, we have the Do Not Call list, we have litigation, we have the laws on the books, and these calls are still coming. And they said, can anybody out there solve this problem? And they offered a $50,000 prize, and I figured that sounds pretty good to me. I'm a programmer, and I like these unique problems to be solved. So I threw my hat in the ring, and they picked me and another guy as the co-winner, and that kind of put me on this track of becoming the robocall killer.
When I read about what you do, I saw a term that took me aback a little bit, the term honeypot. How do you fight off robocalls with a honeypot?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, it's funny. Fighting robocalls needs a lot of different techniques. There's no one solution. So there's the Do Not Call list, which has all those complaints. So that's one component that can help fight robocalls. This, user reports, that always helps. Internet resources and public resources over there. And then what I've been doing, and I've been working with the FTC, is creating these honeypots. And what a honeypot is it's supposed to lure robocallers into making calls to it. So you set up a whole bunch of numbers that you don't actually give out anywhere but certain controlled places. And what happens is anybody that calls that, you know, is going to be less than reputable, let's say. And that is another technique that you can use to go and detect these robocallers.
Now, these political robocalls, they're not illegal, are they?
No, they are legal.
Because of free speech.
Correct. And that's actually made it a little bit of a sticky situation because a lot of my users have said, please block these political robocalls. Some of these hotly contested races, people are getting 10 to 15 political robocalls a day, and it reaches kind of a fever pitch in the days before the election. And so the way that we've solved it over here is beginning this political season, we're going to be blocking all political robocalls. It's opt-in. So it's not going to be on by default. You'll have to say, yes, I want, or no, I don't want to accept political robocalls. And we feel that kind of strikes this balance between the politicians being perfectly legal to make the calls and everybody being, in their perfect right to not accept them.
Well, Aaron Foley, we've heard of something called spoofing. So it winds up where we know who's calling, but not for whom they're campaigning, and with a number that pops up that has absolutely nothing to do with the campaign. So they're looking for ways to get around all of this?
Right. And spoofing the caller ID means just changing it to not be the real caller ID. And it's a pretty rampant problem. So if you ever get one of those standard telemarketer calls, standard robocalls, and you try and call back that number, it's usually disconnected. They change it on every call, that kind of thing. What is nice, though, is that the politicians usually play by the rules. And while it will be a spoofed number, it will be a number that you can call back. And they usually respect, taking your name and number off of their list. But with the sheer volume of all these, I've heard, the exact opposite. So that's kind of where No Mo Robo comes in to help protect consumers.
Aaron Foss, CEO of No Mo Robo. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you.